With this morning's first reading, many people become alarmed and are looking for the Antichrist through the internet. They're looking for him in their politicians. They're looking for him in the behind-the-scenes financiers. They're looking for him in the Vatican. They're looking everywhere and are being distracted. 4 or 5 hours a day go on looking at internet items. Many people are actually focusing so much on themselves that they have become despaired, despondent, and have been taken away, exactly what Satan wants them to do, to be taken away from prayer and devotion and contemplation, especially in front of the Blessed Sacrament. They want to live out these moments as though it is the end times. Well, there's news. The end times commenced since the death of Christ. They've been going on for 2,020 years and will continue longer. We are all to be prepared and not be distracted. St. Paul himself expected the end of the world during his lifetime. Millennialism is something which comes in. It's still extending into this century today. Let us realise that on this 31st day of December 2019, it's the eve of the beginning of the new year and the seventh day in the octave of the Lord's birth. Perhaps we can contemplate the gospel, and while recognising the year of 2019 has come to an end, we are to renew our love and commitment to the gospel message, and instead of being caught up with the revelry of the New Year celebrations which are pending, we instead can ponder this gospel before the Blessed Sacrament. After all, to be true and alive Christians, to accept that God became man through Our Lady, is a par excellence meditation in itself, a meditation which is something which is necessary in order to be obedient to the law of God, to recognise that Jesus came to dwell amongst us, that God is with us. He is in the person of the Blessed Sacrament, and he does remain with us until the end of the world. So what are we concerned about? He's here and with us. This evening, we have adoration as per usual, but at 11 o'clock, we commence the office. Then we have the rosary. Then at midnight, we have benediction. You're all invited, because those hours that we're talking about, the hours that go into the New Year's, are hours of great sin. Sin which enters into the souls of many, and many are lost simply because there's no one praying for them. So if you want an end of the world, then start to pray that these people will have life before they enter into the end of their life. Life of Christ, life of repentance, and it is the reparation that we do before the Blessed Sacrament and the praying, the promulgation of the Most Holy Rosary, which will transform this world, and evil can leave even though it's pending to swoop down and engulf us. There is a wonderful opportunity to start this new year, to start it with the will of God, the will to change our lives, the will to sanctify ourselves, to move away from proximate occasions of sin, especially the internet, which propagates most of the satanic thought which is in most people's minds today. We need to be more aware that it is a distraction. We don't need to enter into this news media which is going on, because it is bad news. The good news is Jesus Christ, born, made man, who dwells with us every moment of the day in the Blessed Sacrament, and we can come and speak to him no matter how hopeless we feel ourselves by coming to him when we have him available 24 hours a day is something all of us are able to do. Car parking is not a problem. You need to walk a little bit further. So consider that the grace given to you to come and adore Jesus will also be given to you to ensure that you do find a parking spot and enjoy a little bit more exercise. Let us turn to Our Lady on this particular eve, because tomorrow we celebrate the solemnity of the Mother of God. Jesus is God. Mary gave birth to God. It's that simple. And really what we're talking about is, if we want to be Mary's, then we need to enter into a greater life of sanctification. If you want to change the world, you need to change yourself and begin with yourself. No good looking at other people and the sins which they're committing and the revelry which is going to be anticipated this evening and the anti-Christian behaviour which will be conducted. No, come before Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament and pray for those people, because they are looking for happiness. And like Mary Magdala, they were looking in the wrong places for pleasure. They thought that it was in pleasure that they could find their happiness. No, it is in Jesus Christ. But we need to pray for them with the military of Our Lady, and by being that, we become Our Lady to other people and we become great prayers and contemplatives so that the world can be freed from sin. It's our job. We need to make a commitment to be saints, to be great saints. And to do that, we need to be Christocentric. The prayer of the Rosary is Christocentric. It's about Jesus. We pause when we say Jesus in the Hail Mary because we are focusing our prayer on him. And when we do that, we can bring life to the world and the world to Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.